Sagt der Helge Mischner weiter mit Sechtes Xubis Perik Tess Mischner Zayin. There are five cases where the Isha will have to swear before she can collect her Xub. Case number one. Hapogemes Xubasa. This lady tells us that she isn't owed the entire Xub. Pagam means like to make a dent into, so to speak. Something's missing. There's something called a noisein tam lipgam. There's a sour taste. Epis. It doesn't taste the way it should. A person's considered a pogum. There may be something wrong with his yichus. The word pagam means epis. Something is missing. So very simply what she's saying is, you don't owe me my entire ksuba. Part of it was paid already. Something is missing from the amount that you have to pay me because I was paid already. So we have a concern. Once you're telling us that part of it was paid, maybe you don't remember exactly how much you were paid. The husband was saying, here, take this, it'll be part of your ksuba. Here, take this. For all we know, maybe you don't even chap yourself. Maybe you were totally paid. So do you know for sure you weren't totally paid? So for her to get the rest of the money that she's claiming, she's going to have to swear. So we're telling you, we appreciate your honesty. You're telling us that part of it was paid already. But can you swear that you know for sure the money's still owed to you? She's going to have to swear. So again, hapogemes ksubasa. She already took part of her ksuba, loitipari ala b'shvua. She can't get the rest unless she swears. Case number two. Second of the five cases that she has to swear. Eid echad me'ida, one aid comes and says aidus against her, she perua, that the ksuba was paid. Okay, he's just one aid. He can't stop her from getting her ksuba. But it's enough so that loitipari ala b'shvua. She won't get paid now unless she swears. And that's a special takanas chachamim, says the Batanura. That's just to calm the husband down. What do you mean? This person says she was paid. Okay, she has to swear. The Batanura reminds us that these shvuas are takanas chachamim, but they're min ha-toira, there's no such type of a shvua. The shvuas min ha-toira are where a person defends himself and says, I don't owe money. I swear that I don't owe the money. Here, we're making her swear and collect money. That's a takanas chachamim. But even though it's a takanas chachamim, Chazal were misaken it ke'en di'uraisa. It's been a kitas chefetz. She would have to hold a chefetz shel mitzvah like a sefer Torah and so on. All the shvuos that we see a takana for them in the Mishnayos are ke'en shel tar. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, case number three. When does she have to swear before she gets her ksuba? If it's minichse yisayim, she comes to collect her ksuba from the property of her husband's yisayim that they yarshined from him. And this would be, let's say, the husband died first. She's an almana, or she's divorced, and then the husband dies. She comes to collect her ksuba from the yarshim of her husband. Case number four, when would she have to swear? Umenuchasim mishubadim. This we already discussed in our last Mishnah. If a husband doesn't have any property when his wife comes to collect her ksuba, but he had sold property earlier, so his wife can collect it from the buyer. But she has to swear first. She had not been paid. And the fifth case is Ushaloi Bifanov. The woman was divorced. The husband is not here now in front of Beis Din. The woman takes out her get and her shtar ksuba and says, I want my ksuba from his nechasim, from his property. But he's not here. So loiti pare ele b'shvua. We can't pay her unless she swears. It's important to understand how this works. If the husband is here, she comes and says, my ksuba, please. He says, I paid you. She would have to swear. Unless he promised her that he wouldn't make her swear, she would have to swear. In the cases of our Mishnah, let's go through the five cases again. Pogemes ksubasa. So here the husband really is here, but here there's a different problem. She's moida that she got paid in part already. So once you took a little bit of payment, maybe you don't chap, maybe you were completely paid. So she has to be able to tell us for sure the rest that she has a chesm. She knows how much she was paid and how much she still owed. So we understand why there's a shvu over here. Once you start getting paid, we're not sure if you have a cheshbon. You have to say it for sure. In the second case, where there's an eid echa that says she was paid, this is to calm the husband down, she's going to swear. In the next three cases, the problem is that the husband is not here. If she became an almana or divorced, and then the husband dies, she comes to collect the ksuba from the yarshim, the husband is not here. She's going to the lekuchais. She wants to collect the karka that her husband sold to someone else because there's no other karka to collect from. She's dealing with the people that bought the karka. They don't really know if the husband paid the ksuba or not. And if the husband's not here, he's not here. In these last three cases, we apply a certain rule here. And the rule is that if the person is not here to defend himself, we will present the taina that he could have possibly said. And therefore, just like if the husband was here, he may have said, I paid you, and therefore you have to swear. We're going to say the same thing. For all we know, it could be the husband with taina, he paid you, and therefore she has to swear.